guys you got here just in the nick of time. What does that make us? Big damn heroes, sir.
Ain't we just?
No. I am your father.
You laugh, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
Hello and welcome to Shoot the Breeze. I'm Marcus E. Acko, and I have watched Thor Ragnarok.
I am Laura Sampson, and I have also watched Thor Ragnarok.
My name is Jacob Acko, and I have watched Thor Ragnarok.
Jacob Acko. That surname sounds a bit familiar. Will you tell me your relationship with my lovely co-host here?
So basically, as you said, my name is very familiar because my dad, Marcus, is basically my dad. Basically.
And yeah. Do you love films as much as your dad does?
Of course.
So this is a special episode, mainly for the podcast. It's not being broadcast over Resonance 104.4 FM, which has been our home for the last 12 weeks. Thank you, guys. You guys have been fantastic. But as we finished the first season, although we have the Christmas episode coming up, we figured we might as well give our podcast listeners a nice little special that we are doing. So it'll be a shorter episode, and we talk about one film, and maybe discuss some trailers later on. But we'll talk about them when we come to it, and which is why we have our nice little special guest who's going to be who's going to be having his own show pretty soon, right? You're going to be having your own show?
Well, yes, obviously. I didn't mean to say obviously, because I just say it all the time, apparently.
No, that's fine. It's obvious the way you talk as much as your dad does about any subject. So absolutely, you should have your own show, which is going to be What Jacob Watched.
But we're gonna, I know.
Yeah, we'll introduce that maybe at the end of December. I might talk about it in the Christmas episode.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so today's episode, all three of us have already seen Thor Ragnarok. So we're going to talk about Thor Ragnarok, and this is a spoilerific episode because we will talk the story, we'll talk story plots, we'll talk story points, we'll talk characters, deaths,
if there's spoilers, you should, pause the episode, go to watch Thor Ragnarok, as soon as you can, and basically watch it. Come back, unpause it, and just listen to our podcast.
Okay, that's very responsible. Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, people would be like, nope, I don't want to listen to it. I want to go watch Thor and not come back. So, yes, pause the episode, go watch Thor Ragnarok, and then come back and you can listen to us talk about it.
Yes.
So, the story of Thor Ragnarok. It's the third in the Thor trilogy. There was Thor Dark World, and then now Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
We catch up with Thor after the events of Avengers Civil War. Thor has been going around different planets trying to rescue them.
Basically stop the nine realms to be unlocked.
Well, not being destroyed.
Yes.
Exactly. So he's been going around, and we see him in one precarious situation where character has trapped him, and he frees himself and he goes back to Asgard, and he finds Asgard in a state of laissez-faire, if you will, where Odin, who is not Odin, as we know what's happened to Odin.
It's
actually Loki pretending to be Odin.
Yes.
And he's there watching a play of himself, which is, this we won't spoil.
This was not my favorite.
That was not your favorite. Okay, well, we'll come to bits that you didn't like about the film, and we'll come back to that bit. So, yes. Thor comes back.
Thor's really confused because he doesn't. So basically, after Odin is Odin.
Well, he knows that it's not Odin, because when he comes in, he knows straight away. He suspects, and so he busts Loki for being. He confronts Loki and busts him for not being Odin.
Yeah, and then Loki, and then when he actually finds out that it actually is Loki, he's like, "Where's Odin?"
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know where Odin is, because he hasn't been in Odin for about, I don't know.
He hasn't been in Asgard for a year. Asgard is the place, Odin is his dad, yes.
Yes, basically. So yes. He hasn't been there for about, I think it's 2 years.
Because No. It's not two years.
1 year.
Okay. So what then happens is that Thor drags Loki back to Earth, or Midgard, to find Odin. But the place that Loki had dropped Odin was a retirement home called Shady Acres, which has now been destroyed.
Yes.
Now, when they land, they get captured by Doctor Strange.
No, Loki does.
Loki gets captured by Doctor Strange. You're correct. Doctor Strange captures Loki, but then he invites Thor into his house where they discuss what's happening, and Thor explains that they're looking for Odin, and he tells him Odin is in Norway.
Yeah, Norway. Yes. And then Thor needs Loki back, and then this is the funny part that I like. And basically, this is one of the next bits. Well, basically, then Doctor Strange makes a portal, and Loki comes down, and then falls onto the floor, and he comes up and says, "I've been falling for 30 minutes!
Yeah, that's true.
And every time I hear that, I just start laughing immediately.
Yeah. So they transport Thor and Loki to Norway, where they see Odin, but Odin says he's dying, and so he warns Thor and Loki that something worse is coming once he dies. Yes. So Odin then dies, he drifts into the wind, and
into Odin's sleep.
And then almost immediately...
That is death.
That's death, yeah, exactly. Or the big farm where...
What do you mean?
You know, the big farm where Spike and Lizzie, our cats, are currently staying.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's where Odin went to go see. So, yes. And almost immediately...
Hela, yes.
Yeah,
Hela, the goddess of death.
Who's also
a part of a family member of Thor.
Yeah.
And Thor doesn't know this because Odin doesn't want to tell him that's happened.
Yes.
And basically...
Okay, so Hela shows up, says that he's Odin's firstborn, is his daughter, and she's now taking over Asgard. The three of them fight.
And basically, then Hela catches... Thor throws his hammer.
Oh, yes,
And you don't expect...
Mjolnir, yes.
And you don't expect Mjolnir to take out Hela exactly, because instead of Mjolnir getting one hit, like, anywhere, Hela, like, almost immediately catches it and then breaks it like a shard of glass. Basically.
Yes, exactly. And then they fight. Loki calls for Heimdall to open the portal. It's not Heimdall, it's someone else, someone called Scourge. Who's looking after the portal. It opens up, and Loki, Thor, and Hela are fighting on the pathway to Asgard. But
and then Hela pushes
Loki out first.
Yeah, and then Hela again pushes Thor out.
Yes.
And then Hela goes up
to Asgard. Yeah. So Hela goes to Asgard, and as soon as she arrives in Asgard, two of the three
warriors get taken out immediately.
Yep, they get taken out. They get taken out straight at the gate, except Scourge. Scourge immediately says he's not part of the Warriors
he's
Three.
He's a janitor.
He says he's a janitor, so he gets spared. Meanwhile, Hela goes into Asgard, and she pretty much destroys, she just annihilates all
Scourge
the soldiers.
Scourge becomes then her executioner, right?
Executioner, yes.
Yeah,
and then the third member of Warrior Three gets killed, yes. Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, Thor lands on this planet
called Sakaar.
Sakaar, yes.
Like, it's a trash planet where...
Okay, fair enough. No, he lands in a trash area of the planet,
and
yes.
And then a ship lands, and then these wild people just come out the ship.
No, they don't come out the ship.
Are you a fighter or are you food? And then I didn't really hear what Thor said, but he said something that wasn't an option. And then the first one to say something says immediately that he's food.
Yes. So they try to fight Thor. Thor beats them up, but then one of them has a net that catches Thor, so Thor can't escape. But then another ship lands.
But another group, just one person, annihilates all the people that was trying to get Thor.
And this person was?
A Valkyrie. And basically first...
One second.
Yeah.
Played by Tessa Thompson. She's
quite an impressive Valkyrie.
Yeah, she's...
She's not how I would usually have imagined Valkyries. I read quite a lot of sort of mythological books where Valkyries get described.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they never get described as well as she looked.
She's absolutely fantastic in it. She's a fantastic actress. She was very strong. She's excellent in the role. But yeah, anyway. So she then captures Thor.
Yeah, but first he starts drinking this bottle. I don't care. I don't know what it is. And then immediately she starts walking. You can see her going to the side, and then she just falls off.
Yes, she falls off the planet. That was funny. Yes.
Not the planet, but the ship.
The ramp of the ship. She falls down. So the scavengers are thinking that she's just a waste kind of person. But then she pulls out some guns and she blasts all of them away.
No, because she has bracelets that when she taps them together, apparently the ship...
Not apparently, that's what happens.
Well, I think it was the wings, but the wings turn into guns.
No, they're the guns. They're,
yeah, the yeah. guns turn in control of her arms, yes. And then she just she annihilates them.
Yes, she
just
does.
With no warning.
Yeah, she does. Well, she did give them warning, but because she says, I can go through you, I can, you know, whatever.
And I'm going to go through you, even though you don't want to go through me.
Exactly. Yes. So she takes Thor, gets him in the ship, and she flies back to Sakaar, back to the Grand Master. Who,
yes. He's the brother of...
The Collector.
Known as the Collector.
He's the brother of the Collector. They're both celestial beings. The Collector, those of you who've watched Guardians of the Galaxy would have seen him. Played by Benicio del Toro. Thank you. But the Grandmaster is played wonderfully by Jeff Goldblum. Actors who play different characters. Obviously, you know Thor is played by Chris Hemsworth. Loki's played by Tom Hiddleston. Odin was played by Anthony Hopkins.
Surprisingly, yes? Thor's actor looks like Thor.
Funnily enough, okay, so bit that Jacob is referring is at the beginning when Thor comes back to Asgard and sees Loki, who's pretending to be Odin, is relaxing and watching a play where they're recreating the supposed death of Loki in part two, in Thor Dark World. Now, this is a funny bit. This is the bit that you said you didn't like. Is that, Laura? You said you didn't like this bit?
Well...
Okay, so we'll pause on the story for a bit just to come back to that bit. Now, the reason why I like that bit is because you have three cameos in that particular, that
and
dramatic
the
piece.
The reason I like that act because, like, this child, that's Colin Blue.
Yes.
Yeah, he just walks up onto a stone where he's supposed to go, and he's like, I don't know why I'm doing it.
Well, yes, so the boy is just randomly, he's part of the play, but the reason why I like that particular scene
is because... So who are these cameos?
The cameos, the person who plays Loki in that particular theatrical presentation is Matt Damon. The person who plays Thor is a Hemsworth, he's the older Hemsworth brother.
That's why they look so alike.
Exactly. And the person who plays Thor is Sam Neill. So you have Sam Neill, Hemsworth, and
I've got to watch this movie again.
Matt Damon, yeah. Clearly. So it's a fantastic just appearance of that. Anyway, so let's resume where we were. So Valkyrie has taken Thor back to the Grandmaster, which is Jeff Goldblum. And it turns out that the Grandmaster, in order to placate the people instead of giving them good conditions to live in, he basically organizes gladiatorial matches for them to be entertained.
So Thor gets thrown into the gladiator pit.
Yes.
And then the Grandmaster summons the opponent, which is
Whoa, 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 who Because we find out something at this point. So when Grandmaster tells Thor that he's going to be putting him in the gladiator pit, we see what has happened to Loki. It turns out that Loki had, when he got knocked out of the...
Got favor of the Grandmaster.
So he has already, he arrived in Sakaar apparently 3 weeks earlier. Because he went the time he forced through the portal. Yeah.
He managed to talk his way
into
the group who aren't actually gladiators.
Exactly. Because he's a smooth little thing. Yeah.
But he knows that Thor is there, but he has not done anything about it because that's just how Loki is.
Exactly. So he's now one of the right hand men of the Grandmaster and he's sitting in the Grandmaster's box.
And he pretends he does not know.
Exactly. Thor. Now, just before the gladiatorial battle, Thor gets thrown in a circular pit where other gladiators hang out, which is where we meet Korg
and his spider-like friend,
played by the director of the movie Taika Waititi in such blistering form. So after some funny bit that happens in the pit with Korg and Thor. Thor gets sent. This is the fun bit. Thor gets dragged off, and his hair is cut by obviously Stan Lee.
He's Stan Lee with a metal robotic arm.
Well, he's not apparently Stan Lee. He is Stan Lee because he makes a cameo appearance in every Marvel movie. And TV show and whatnot. So he. Okay, the theory is that he is sort of a spy for a group of people called the Watchers, and they basically watch over. They don't do anything. They don't intercede in any wars or battles or anything like that. But they're constantly watching.
And by the way, in one of this isn't part of the movie, but okay. I just want to say, in one of the episodes of Bat in the Sun, there is
Bat in the Sun. That's a YouTube channel. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. He's in a room below a battle going on against Darth Maul and Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I know that. No, Bat in the Sun do amazing videos. They do amazing versus videos where they have people who are kitted out as either Joker versus, I think the most recent, the one you're talking about is
Batman versus Darth Vader.
Darth Vader or Spider-Man versus Darth Maul or Deadpool versus Harley Quinn and so on and so forth.
And one of them is the Green Ranger against someone.
This is a serious digression from the story we're telling. But okay, yeah. Anyway, Karen.
Wolverine against someone else. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten his...
Probably Predator or...
Yeah, Predator.
Predator, yeah. Okay, fair enough. So yeah, so that's Bat in the Sun. So go check them out. They're great. Anyway, back to the story. So Thor has his hair cut by Stan Lee, and then he gets thrown into the pit where he's supposed to be fighting this huge challenger that has been destroying loads of other gladiators, it's a joke in the movie. You need to watch it. Yeah. Anyway, so and then that turns out to be Hulk.
Thor. This is another funny part for me and my dad, Marcus. So basically,
that's me. Yeah.
Marcus.
Thor. He's shouting yes. And when I hear it, I'm like, why is he shouting yes? And then after that, I know that my dad's laughing because of a certain reason. And then he turns around to the Grandmaster outside a window and he was trying to make the Grandmaster hear what he's saying. And by the way, he's saying he's a friend from work, the Avengers.
Yes. So so Thor's happy that it's Hulk that he has to fight because at the end of the day they're friends from work.
Yeah, obviously.
But Hulk is in a stage where he's like, no, he enjoys battling and he sees Thor and he doesn't care, so he starts fighting Thor.
So something's happened to him, hasn't it, that where he can't change back.
It's the fact that he landed in Sakaar. He got sucked into Sakaar at the end of Avengers
Age of Ultron.
Yes, thank you. Not Civil War. I said Civil War earlier, but you're right. It's Avengers Age of Ultron. At the end of that film, Hulk, when he's in Hulk mode, is in a Quinjet.
Yep. And he gets sent into space.
Well, he flies off into space because he doesn't want to come back and join the Avengers anymore because because they keep controlling him, because that was the same film
keep
where
on telling him what to do.
Exactly. So he flies off in the Quinjet, goes into space, and nobody finds him. But what happens is he gets sucked into a vortex, which then pulls him through to Sakaar. He lands in Sakaar. And because Hulk is basically, he crash lands in Sakaar. And because he likes fighting, he likes destroying things, he basically keeps himself in control and just pushes Banner down. So Banner just can't come back and seize control of their body anymore, which is the reason why he's been like that for 2 years as the Hulk. And the fact that he just likes fighting. And that's what Hulk likes.
By the way, Age of Ultron was set 2 years after Age of Ultron.
Yeah, as in Thor Ragnarok is 2 years after Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Anyway, so they fight. Thor starts to get a new power that he's never had before because he's the god of thunder, but he's never really controlled thunder before because he always controls it through Mjolnir.
Yes, and basically the hammer Mjolnir was trying to control his power.
Yes.
And without Mjolnir, now his power, when he gets beaten up brutally, his power starts to come to him.
Yes.
And then he starts beating up the other person.
He starts beating up Hulk because you see him with his power. He's literally lightning, and he's surrounded by lightning, and he can control lightning. Yeah, and his punches are extra, extra hard.
This is one of my favorite bits about the movie, that Thor's always so far been this kind of figure of fun. He is a god, but he's only a god because of his hammer.
Yep.
And that whole reveal that it's the hammer that keeps his power in check, is just made me really happy.
And he's
throughout the whole movie, I was like, oh yeah, go Thor. And usually I'm a bit like, oh, can we have Loki again? Or
absolutely.
That I liked about that is because in the other Thor movies, like Thor Dark World. Thank you. And he doesn't know that he has that power, and then he releases it in Thor Ragnarok.
Exactly.
That is very cool. And the thing that I feel kind about is he reaches his true potential and unlocks his secret power.
Absolutely. And he's still
a big joker.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he's just about to knock out Hulk, or you think he's about to knock out Hulk, when the Grandmaster shocks him because he's got a little controlling device in his neck, which is what incapacitates him. And then Hulk pounds him into the ground, and then the fight's over. Then he wakes up and he sees that he and Hulk have been put in sort of like the winner's suite, if you will. They've got jacuzzi and they're sharing the winner's lounge, if you will. And that's where they talk. He talks to Hulk and explains what he wants to do, which is go back to Asgard and fight Hela. But he wants to set up a team to do that. But Hulk says he doesn't want to follow Thor.
Thor says, "How did you get here?"
Yeah.
And then he landed in the Quinjet onto Sakaar.
Sakaar, yes. So he then shows him where the Quinjet is. It's like in the middle of the city. So that's great, but now he needs to get out to get to the place. So he tricks Valkyrie to come into the room. He gets close to Valkyrie. He steals the chip, the controller for the chip in his neck. So he takes the chip out. Yeah. A very funny moment where how he breaks out of the room. Do you remember how he does that?
Yeah, so basically, Hulk passes him this bouncy ball, and then throws it at the glass, expecting it to break at once. And then instead of breaking, it deflects and then just bounces onto his face, and then Thor, it looks like he gets knocked out, but he doesn't. So like he falls onto the floor because obviously the ball just hit him in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then he gets up and he just makes a quip and then he runs out the window. And he smashes the window
where the crack was, and then he starts to slide down. He doesn't slide down all the way. He just slides down. He jumps onto another building, slides down there, and then does the same thing.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing I can say about this, from this movie in particular, and I've known it from different other movies, seeing him in it, but Chris Hemsworth is an amazing physical performer. He's from the movies I've seen him in. As in, you've seen him in the Thor movies and the Avengers movie.
He was in the
Ghostbusters reboot.
Really?
Yes, he's in the Ghostbusters reboot. The ones with Melissa McCarthy, where they all have the female Ghostbusters. You watched that one, right?
Oh yes, I did.
You remember their secretary, the dumb secretary that they have, the guy that comes in and he's wearing glasses, but he doesn't have any glasses in the glass frames.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he escapes. He gets to the Quinjet, and he finds the Quinjet in there. Hulk chases after him, gets to the Quinjet, and he manages to play Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, a video that she was doing in Avengers Ultron, where she was trying to calm him down by saying some of the words. Hulk sees this, and that kind of triggers Banner to come back to the surface. So now Banner and Thor are trying to get off the planet. That's when Valkyrie catches up with them, and Valkyrie says she's going to help them. So they go out. They break out the other gladiators, including, what's the guy's name again?
He breaks out
Korg. Yes.
And Korg's spider-like friend. Yes. And I think he is actually a spider.
I think he's more of a flea or a bug. But yeah, anyway. So Loki then catches up with them. I think Valkyrie had kidnapped Loki. They leave Loki, but then Loki and Korg jump on a ship together to escape because they fly out of...
Korg finds Loki get... Okay.
So
basically, Korg finds Loki on the floor getting zapped. First he finds this thingy-majiggy, and then he presses the button on it, and then a taser that Thor had, that Loki has as well, stopped... making him tasered, and Loki in his lifetime, he never said this, but he said thank you.
Exactly. So he then gets on a ship with Korg. Banner, Thor, and Valkyrie get on their own ship. They steal a ship from the Grandmaster, which is a brilliant scene. And then they fly through this portal called the Devil's Anus.
Yeah, the Devil's Anus. Which made me laugh because anus, I knew meant, your private.
What?
And can you imagine what the devil's one's like?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so they fly through, they get to Asgard, and they find that Heimdall, Idris Elba, it has been protecting the remaining Asgardians that are there in the mountain, and they're just about to get killed by Hela and Scourge.
By the way, you don't know who Hela is, she's the goddess that broke Thor's hammer like a shard of glass.
And
the eldest child of Odin. Oh,
played by Cate Blanchett in fantastic fashion as well. Cate Blanchett, she can do no wrong.
Anyway. She does her low voice so well. Have you seen the Lord of the Rings movies? You're probably a bit too young to have seen them.
He hasn't seen those ones,
She played supernatural characters really well.
She does it very well. Then. And she has
in the last 20 years, she has.
And she has a sense of humor as well with some of the throwaway lines that she does. Throwaway lines are basically when you say a joke, but you say it so casually that it's not like you place any emphasis on it.
Cool.
So it's.
And then people only realize how good it was, like a bit later.
Exactly.
Cool.
Anyway, so Thor, Valkyrie, and Banner arrive back at Asgard, ready to...
Through the devil's anus.
You just wanted to go back and say devil's anus, didn't you? So they get back and they get in battle. They
find out that Hela used the eternal flame to reborn
massive wolf,
A massive wolf.
And loads of soldiers.
And the many soldiers that got killed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a massive battle that occurs between Heimdall and some of the Asgardians against some of the soldiers. But then Valkyrie gets a gun on the ship and she manages to wipe out quite a bit of the soldiers. Banner turns into Hulk to fight this massive wolf.
The massive wolf that... Hela used to have. Exactly. Then he died, and then he got resurrected by Hela.
Exactly.
With the eternal flame.
Exactly. So, that's when Thor and Thor and Hela then get in battle. So
With Thor's true percent.
What's the word you're trying to say?
Potential. Full potential.
Yeah, so...
But before that, Thor gets his eye apparently ripped out by Hela. Yes,
not apparently, because it actually does happen. When you say apparently, that means it might not necessarily have happened. But it did happen because she rips his eye out. Anyway, so Thor realizes that Hela gets her power from Asgard. And so she's connected to Asgard. She's connected to the planet. So she's getting her power from the planet. So he realizes that the only way to destroy Hela is to destroy Asgard. Now, flashback to the very beginning of the film.
Yeah, devil-like person
called Surtur.
Yeah, Surtur. Yeah. And basically, he promises Thor that he's gonna destroy Asgard completely.
Yeah, but hence the reason why the name Ragnarok. Ragnarok basically means the death of Asgard or something like that.
Yes.
And the
end of the world.
The end of the world.
And,
yeah.
And we find out that Asgard isn't a place, it's a people.
Odin says that Asgard isn't a place, Asgard is the people. So basically, people. Asgard can be anywhere as long as the people are there.
Are
and so this Asgard can be destroyed.
Exactly, so that's why...
But the people, if all the people literally get wiped out by another person... Asgard is no more, basically.
Exactly. So Thor and Loki get the idea because Loki and Korg come back to help Thor. So Thor and Loki get the idea. Loki goes into the basement or the vault in Asgard and gets the horns or the crown by Surtur, which is how Surtur captured Thor in the beginning. One second. Thor captured Surtur in the beginning and by cutting off his... Yeah, you know, in the beginning when Thor...
Yes.
He defeated him. Surtur kidnaps Thor or captures Thor, which is what happened at the beginning.
Yeah, and then Thor literally smacks his head off.
Yeah, he smacks the crown off of his head and takes the crown and puts it in the vault.
Yes.
Now, if you put the crown back on Surtur's body...
No, actually into the Eternal Flame.
Okay, into the Eternal Flame. He'll get reborn. So that's what Loki does, because when Surtur is in Asgard, that's going to destroy Asgard. So that's how they do it. So once that happens, it is a brilliant scene right at the very end. Again, thing about Marvel.
Hela actually gets killed eventually.
But just before Hela gets killed, Hulk jumps out and starts attacking Surtur, and everyone's like, "No, no!" So he stops and he's like, "Okay, my bad." And he comes back, and then she and Surtur destroys Asgard. Scourge gets a final bit of redemption at the end because he tries to sneak onto the ship, but sees that people are getting killed by the Hellas soldiers.
And then he gets out his
machine guns.
Dual machine guns, Dace and Troy, which when they fight together, apparently they make Destroy.
Exactly. Yes. But he gets killed. But the rest, Heimdall.
How does he get killed though?
By Hela. Hela kills him. She has one of her spikes stab him, so he dies.
Oh, yeah.
But Heimdall, Loki, Korg, Banner, Thor,
and
Valkyrie, and all the people get onto the ship, and they fly off into space. And that's basically now Asgard in this spaceship, and they're flying around.
Yeah, and basically, at the end, you can see them in their ship, which is apparently small, and then... Thanos's ship, which is like 10 times larger than their ship, just comes in and then it just ends.
Exactly. So that's actually the end of credits scene in Thor Ragnarok, where basically you see Thanos's ship sort of overshadow the ship that they're flying in from Asgard. Yeah. And that's Thor Ragnarok. It's an amazing film. Yeah. I definitely recommend everyone go see it.
And completely, I didn't realise actually how completely connected to the Marvel universe of films.
Oh yeah, Marvel are doing a great job just connecting all their stuff together.
I've been following the Thor movies, but not the Avengers ones.
So that was Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. I love you, Thor Ragnarok.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to watch that again before the year is out. Yes. So what else should we talk about? What? In fact, yeah.
The trailers.
You want to talk about trailers?
Yeah.
But see, this is the thing. I don't like watching. I watch trailers, but not for certain movies.
Well, I don't care. If you haven't seen,
I'm sorry.
If you haven't seen the trailers for these movies, the Black Panther movie.
I have seen that one.
The Infinity War movie. I haven't seen that one. And something else. You should go and watch it now. I'm not going to be kind. You should watch it right now.
So you think we should watch the Infinity Wars trailer right now, even though we don't want to spoil it? We've seen Black Panther.
We've already seen Black Panther. We talked about Black Panther. You haven't seen the Black Panther trailer?
No.
All right, fine. Right. So you want to watch the Black Panther trailer, you want to watch the Infinity Wars trailer, and let me guess, you want to watch the Last Jedi trailer?
Of course.
Okay, fair enough. Fine. Let us queue up Black Panther trailer, Infinity Wars trailer, and Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go. Go. Go.
We are home. My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect and bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only getting started now. Cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and I my homie now. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's
on
that forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
So Black Panther.
All right. Jacob, yeah. What did you think?
I think it was good at the end because it marked out the name, basically.
So the only bit of the trailer you liked was the fact that the end happened. And it just said, Black Panther. You've been watching Black Panther trailer. That's the only bit of the trailer you liked.
Yeah. Well, not just that part when, like, Black Panther gets sent out of this airship, I think?
Yep.
Yeah. And I like how he survives, but...
I do not freeze, and he just drops. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Black Panther. It's an amazing... It's going to be amazing.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
I'll be so
excited. Chadwick Boseman, Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o. Talent. Daniel Kaluuya is in there as well.
Who plays Black Panther, though?
Chadwick Boseman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And whoever designed those costumes,
yep.
Whenever I see that trailer, I just think, wow, to the costumes. You know, superhero outfits are pretty impressive anyway, but there's just such an amazing range of them, all different colours, and they kind of represent different stuff. That's what it seems like to me, anyway.
Well, the only suit that I didn't like is the old-fashioned Captain America suit.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
So that's the only Marvel outfit you don't like.
Only because of the shield. It just messes up everything.
Okay.
If they could put up, like, a shield that whenever he throws it, instead of it just coming back to him, it like fires vibranium bullets anywhere it goes.
Okay, so you want them to make Captain America's shield that when he throws it, it fires vibranium bullets.
Yeah, as well as killing the people in front, the bullets go through the person that's already killed and then behind.
All right, Laura, you get on that. You make a vibranium suit or a vibranium shield that can throw bullets at people when you hear that. That's what you want, right? Vibranium shield, it flies.
Well, I don't really
bullets.
Want it in real life.
What? I thought you said that's what you want.
We'll have to make recommendations to the design team.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Do you want that for Christmas?
No, okay, obviously.
All right, so that was the Black Panther trailer. That's excellent. So I guess we'll have to watch the Avengers Infinity trailer next. That's what you want to watch, right?
Yes.
Laura, have you seen this one yet?
I haven't. No, okay. So I'm looking forward to it because I actually do like watching trailers.
I'm gonna break my trailer embargo. And basically, I'm gonna watch this trailer. I've been trying to avoid it, but I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna cleanse my memory of it so that when I go to watch the movie,
The reason why my dad doesn't like watching trailers anymore is because he doesn't want the trailers to spoil or make him worried.
You're spot on. I don't want to watch the trailers because if I watch a trailer, I get to see a lot of times they put a lot of good things in the trailer and I get to see that, and then when I go to the cinema to see the movie, I miss that. I understand trailers. I understand why there's a need for trailers. But sometimes it's
because
best to go in completely blind.
Let's watch a trailer.
Okay, fine. Let's watch the trailer for Avengers Infinity Wars.
Oh, yeah.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more. So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose. To feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same. Dread it. Run from it. Destiny still arrives.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses. And get this man a shield.
Isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
Okay. Oh, you're listening to Shoot the Breeze. I'm Marcus E. Acko.
And I'm Laura Sampson. And there are two extremely excited gents over in the studio today.
Okay, so
we've just watched the Avengers Infinity War trailer for the first time. Well, the two of us for the first time, and Jacob here for the...
This is the second time.
But the first time was, like, the features that was in there. Like, sorry to say, but when Thor meets the Guardians of the Galaxy, like right at the end, Groot is now teenager. You think he's baby, but he's teenager now.
Okay, hold on.
And like Thanos, like apparently punches one of the armor of Iron Man's chin off.
You're listening to Marcus E. Acko, and we've got Laura Sampson in the room. We've also got most eloquent Jacob Acko in the room as well. We've also got the other Acko.
Zachary Acko.
Zachary, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. So we've just been watching Avengers Infinity trailer, which I had an embargo on watching because I didn't want it. I wanted to go to the movie and watch it clean and not... But I've just watched it and I knew what was going to happen the moment I watched it. I knew I was going to see something in it that was going to make me squeal like a 12-year-old girl at a Justin Bieber concert. And I just die after
it. And it did. I wish we'd been rolling at the time.
He actually did.
It was the end. And he says, "And who are you supposed to be?" And they cut. And you see the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm like, obviously. Yes!
I was so confused because I didn't hear what Thor said, but I didn't really see a good glimpse of the whole Guardians of the Galaxy, even Living Mantis, I think it was.
I know.
Living Mantis?
Oh, yes, Mantis.
Yeah, she has the power to, when she touches you and things...
Change your emotions, yeah.
You actually do that emotion. So if she touches, like, Marcus... And she wanted you to giggle, you would giggle.
Okay, so Zachary, you saw the Avengers trailer with us. What did you think? Did you like it?
Yes.
You liked it. Good. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next trailer. We're going to move on to final trailer, and then we'll wrap this up, okay?
I like...
Apparently, we're not moving on to the next trailer. Go on.
I really liked how Thanos, galaxy monster,
the villain of
Infinity Wars, gathering up the Infinity Stones, ready to fight all the Marvel characters.
Yeah, so you see him get two of the Infinity Stones.
Yes.
Which there are six. Once he gets all six in his Infinity Gauntlet, then...
He is mega powerful.
Exactly. Anyway, so let's wrap that up. So that was Avengers Infinity War. Now we're going to look at Star Wars Last Jedi.
Which we're all going to be going to see next week.
Next week, yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing. Anyway.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now. Die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Show me my place in all this.
so that was the trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I've been looking forward to this for so long.
I didn't really like it because Rey at the end, she said, I need someone to teach me all where my place is and all this. And then Kylo Ren just sticks out his hand. And I think that Kylo Ren is trying to get Rey to be on the dark side, basically.
Well, I think that's the kind of thing that the trailer wants you to be afraid of, but it's one of those things that's a decoy.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a decoy.
That's so going to be one of her options. One of her options, but what she's going to do is the right thing.
Uh-huh.
She's got a lightsaber. It hasn't turned into a spooky color like red.
Or it could be one of those kind of things, kind of like at the end of this is Return of the Jedi, where Luke goes in onto the Death Star with Darth Vader as though he's going to turn to the dark side. And then that's when the Emperor starts attacking.
So perhaps they're like long-lost brother and sister.
Something like that.
And then, literally...
Oh, no, it is going to be that. Because you saw the bit in the trailer where... This is the reason why I don't want to watch trailers. I want to watch it. Okay, anyway. So you saw the bit in the trailer, right, where she's being electrocuted, right? She's obviously being electrocuted by... I can't remember his name, but
Palpatine died.
I can't remember his name, but the bad guy, the main bad guy, the one that's in the shadows, the one that's sort of
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, not Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren is the one that you see, but there is someone else that is. His name escapes me. Anyway, so
Dark Sith.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Something Sith.
Here's how I'm seeing it going to happen. It's going to be the fact that it's going to be sort of a mirror of what happened in Return of the Jedi, where Rey is going to be on the ship with Kylo Ren and the evil guy. Evil guy is going to be shocking Rey, and Kylo Ren is going to see that, just like Darth Vader saw Emperor Palpatine shocking Luke Skywalker, and then he flips to the right side and throws Emperor Palpatine in the thing. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but Kylo Ren isn't Rey's father, because...
I know he's not Rey's father, but just as Laura said, it's potential that there were...
Family members of some kind.
But then if they're family members, then that means that Rey is Han Solo's kid.
Yes.
Not completely impossible.
No, cousin.
But the Force doesn't go through Han Solo. It goes through Princess Leia.
How?
So unless you say Leia had a something
well,
in between. Okay, fair enough.
I think that was a really clever trailer. There are lots of things that made you think, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. But actually, I still can't predict what's going to happen. I'm really looking. There are things I'm now really more looking forward to. There was like a dog made out of icicles that I really want to see again. These huge like explosions that aren't really explosions. Puffs of gorgeous red smoke that I'm looking forward to. It's going to be camp. It's going to be big.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to go see it next week. Today I'd say thank you to our ever so vibrant, ever so loud, ever so opinionated guest, Jacob Acko. Jacob, thank you very much for joining us. Jacob, we're going to be setting up a show for Jacob to express his views on movies coming out possibly at the end of December. We'll see what happens. We'll give you more information on our Facebook page. Go on the Facebook page. It's Shoot the Breeze on Resonance 104.4 FM. Yep. Send us a message on Twitter at STB_ResonanceFM. The next time you'll hear from us will be the Christmas episode. And on that Christmas episode, we have two of our highest downloaded guests. I've checked the stats. Their episodes are the highest downloaded episodes. It's 1 and 2. I'm not going to say who's who. I'll say that on the
find out
episode,
in the show.
But it's number 1 and number 2. The two guests that we have are Michael Maria from the Halloween episode and Iki El Amriti from episode, I believe, 9? Episode 9.
Yeah, but you said that you wouldn't tell.
I said I wouldn't tell who has the highest downloads yet.
Oh.
I said who they will be on the show on the Christmas episode, but I will tell them on the Christmas episode who has the highest downloads. We'll see.
That can be added to their Christmas quiz score.
Absolutely.
And then we'll may the best man win.
Absolutely.
Or woman.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been Shoot the Breeze with Marcus E. Acko
and Laura Sampson.
Thank you for listening.
See you the week after next.